More of Lake Effect Now, I'm Mitch Tyke. People by the dozens, hundreds, if local businesses have their way, will stroll downtown Delafield today and tomorrow as artisans and musicians display their talents during the city's Fall Art Walk. One man will attempt to draw traffic inside the Delafield Arts Center to check out what he describes as an environmentally conscious exhibit. Dwayne Sperber is the inspiration behind a collection of tables, benches, and such handcrafted stuff from urban trees. He gave WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz a sneak peek and shared his drive to fuel the urban wood industry.
Dwayne Sperber imposed strict standards for the 20-some artists whose work is being installed in this sun-filled gallery.
Each participant was required to verify and provide documentation of where they purchased their wood.
But it doesn't take long for the Kansas City, Missouri transplant to soften his message.
Now, sometimes it was a yard tree, and we're on the honor system there. But everyone here's heart's in the right place.
However, the salt and pepper haired 49-year-old is adamant about his big picture mission, starting with the city of Milwaukee. Every year, it weeds out several thousand dead or damaged trees. Milwaukee used to chip or dump them into landfills. Now it sends the limbs and trunks off to a mill north of here.
Milwaukee is referring to their wood diversion. Instead of waste management, it's resource management.
Sperber calls that progress, but he's out to see every bit of every possible plank put back in the marketplace. This exhibit is a step towards Sperber's end. It begins with an artful collection of planks, elm, maple, and ash.
I thought it would be a good idea to show the viewer that wood from trees makes lumber. It's as simple as that. We want to draw that picture. But then I love to tell the story that this wood came from trees that had to come down in our region. This is what can be made from it. And then the next step, they get to see something beautiful that's made from there.
Sperber drew from a collection of veteran and novice crafters to drive home his point. Furniture maker Wayne Green's sleek rocking chair, fashioned of walnut and white oak, tips to the seasoned craftsman's end.
Incredible piece. Just an incredible piece.
Now, this stool is part of the exhibit?
Yep. This is a gentleman
by the name of Mike Jarvie.
He is such a supporter of the movement. He is one of the only he's from Illinois, just across the state line, so we let him come in. But he does incredible work.
Like the steam-bent bench of urban white oak. Jarvie is hot stuff in the furniture crafting world. A 15-minute video titled Making a Jarvie Bench has almost 300,000 views. No matter how impressive, Sperber acknowledges a gallery chocked full of exquisite handcrafted furniture can only do so much.
This exhibit will hopefully reach the public, but custom furniture makers are not going to drive the industry and use the abundance of wood out there. I am looking for higher volume uses. The other really important part beyond the exhibit itself is it was judged.
Among the judges was a renowned architect in the LEED Green movement and an interior designer.
You know, it kind of makes sense why I picked all those people. That's all strategic. Those people can help drive this industry. Of course, I used their talents, of course, and was so very thankful of their time. But, you know, there was a motive. I'll admit it. This piece is important to me.
We drift toward a table by an artist based south of Madison.
Very cool guy, Paul Morrison. He's from Oregon, Wisconsin. It's called the Stacked Table. You know, when I first saw it, I must admit, you know, what's the big deal? It's his bestseller.
Beyond its sellability, Sperber says the stack of 19 by 13 inch slabs of various wood, including red elm and ash.
These are cutoffs.
Discards from other projects that could easily be trashed. Instead, Morrison found an artful use for them. The thought of ash in particular circles Sperber back to his mission to convince architects and builders that urban wood could fit into their construction schemes. He's thinking about the potential of milling trees struck by emerald ash borer.
You know, once the bark of the first layer of wood is removed, which is a typical part of the milling process, the rest of the wood is completely unaffected. We can use it.
Sperber sold the idea to a developer building in the Milwaukee's Walker Point neighborhood. Five flights of urban ash now spiral inside a commercial building.
You want to keep going?
Sure.
Sperber ushers me into the innermost room of the exhibit. It holds the work of MIAD student Aaron Melanowski.
This is the evolution of a MIAD student's chair. These pieces are his mock-ups. I critiqued a class at MIAD, and saw this evolution. So this was his first chair. He was experimenting with different gauges of metal, and this is just MDF, not functional. Well, you could probably sit on it, but I wouldn't. Here's the next kind of stage, and then here is the finished result.
So his final piece, what are the materials?
But it looks kind of like maple. Three chairs, maple and steel. I was right.
Sperber sees great promise in Malinowski.
I encouraged him to use urban wood.
And Sperber says he nailed it. If you happen to meet Duane Sperber and experience that hushed urgency of message, he's likely to find a way you fit into his using wood from trees salvaged from urban landscapes.
It supports local economies, sequesters carbon, reduces our carbon emissions, and reduces waste disposal volumes and their negative impacts. So, you know, I could tell people a lot more. I just want to hit the highlights of why are we doing this? Well, we're doing it because we love it and it's beautiful, but guess what? There's another story to the wood.
Shucks, he'd probably consider rural landscapes too. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Duane Sperber is a furniture maker and the creator of Urban Wood Encounter 2013, which is on display at the Delafield Art Center through the end of the month. He spoke with Susan Bentz. They talked about a video about making a bench. There's a link to that story and much more from WUWM.com/Lake Effect.